So this podcast that you're listening to right now is sponsored by my friends at Twinings Tea. Now, I know that everybody has become a coffee drinker. Everybody in the world, it seems, is spending a whole lot of money on coffee each day. I, however, love tea, and I love good tea. I love to brew a cup of tea. I even use the loose tea and a tea strainer. Twinings Tea has the best selection of teas. Oh my gosh, they are so delicious. Tonight, what am I drinking tonight? This is their pomegranate and raspberry herbal tea. Not too sweet, just delicious. And they've got so many varieties, over 50 varieties of tea to choose from. So thank you to the folks at Twinings Tea who sponsored this podcast and make it possible to share these thoughts with you. And today I want to talk to you about the very foundation of love. If you look at an old, old building, if you've ever gone to a historical site, if you've ever seen buildings that are hundreds of years old or even thousands of years old, you'll notice they have a strong foundation. They're not built on shifting sands. They're not built with a flimsy little foundation. They are built on a solid foundation. And when a building has a good foundation beneath it, it can withstand so much above it. The winds, the rains, the storms. The same is true for our relationships. When you have a solid foundation beneath your relationships, your relationship with your significant other, your relationship with your friends, your relationships with your children. When there is a solid foundation beneath those relationships, they will weather the challenges of life, the heartache, the loss, the storms of addiction, the storms of infidelity, all those things. You can weather those storms if there is a strong foundation. And what is that foundation made of? What does that foundation look like? I believe it's made of loving yourself, of knowing that you are a precious, oh, so precious gift to this world, that you were created by a loving God for a purpose. I got a letter from a listener. They put it, they posted it on Facebook, and it just touched my heart in such a way. A listener says, "Dear Delilah, I've been debating sending a message for quite some time. Over the past year and a half, I got myself into a very toxic, very abusive relationship with a man 24 years older than I am. Sometime in mid-September, I was mopping the floor at my work. I heard you on the radio consoling a girl whose story was very similar to mine. It brought me to tears. It made me see what this man was doing and putting me through was not something anyone should have to deal with. That the names he called me and the untrue accusations were not something I deserved. The help of my family and your comforting words, I managed to move away from him. I filed a restraining order against him to ensure my safety and my peace of mind. I guess the reason I'm sending this letter to you is to just say thank you. Thank you so much for helping me and hopefully other people hear the truth. Thank you for being a constant voice of reason throughout my life. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. God bless you in everything that you do. You saved my life and I will be eternally grateful. You helped a 20-year-old girl in a small town walk away from something she was convinced she was forever trapped in." Wow. When you know that you know that you know that you are not an accident, that you don't have to figure out who you are, that God has already figured that out, and that you are a wonderful creation, that you are an amazing created being and that you were created for a purpose. When that is the foundation of who you are, Every relationship built upon that foundation will be strong. And I mentioned earlier, I believe it's impossible to have healthy love, romantic love, or love for our kids or whatever. It's impossible to have strong relationships when the foundation of our life is faulty. If you look around and you see that the relationships in your life are not solid, trusting, loving, honoring, respectful, then maybe you need to do some work on that foundation to get it solid. So you know that you know that you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, that you have great worth. Do you know if there was a computer that could do all the things your brain can do, it would be as big as the state of Texas, maybe bigger? Isn't that amazing? You are an eternal, precious, wonderful being wrapped in skin with blood and guts and sinew and bones and mistakes and personality quirks and all those things that make you human. But you are a miracle. And when you know that in the very core of your being, when you know that, everything gets easier. So as we talk about learning to love and respect and honor yourself, I don't want you to think that I am encouraging you to be selfish or self-centered. In fact, love is what is left once all the selfishness is taken out. Selfishness is not love, but self-love is so important. You have to learn to accept who you are. You have to learn to accept who you are and who you aren't. And that's a hard thing to do. That's a hard thing to do when you think you always wanted to be a dancer or a painter or an astronaut. Maybe you thought you always wanted to be a parent and you're looking at life going, you know, I'm probably not going to get pregnant or I'm not going to be a father. And the reality of accepting life on life's terms and accepting yourself on life's terms can be difficult. It can be challenging, but you have to. You have to accept who you are, who you are not, and you have to learn to cherish who you are, what makes you unique, what makes you special, what gifts and talents, skills and insights you can offer the world. You have to dig deep and figure out what it is that sets you apart, that makes you unique. And don't you dare say to yourself or out loud, nothing, Delilah, there's nothing that makes me unique, because that is a bald-faced lie. There is something, there are some things, there are many things about you that are just precious or wonderful. Your sense of humor, your taste, your outlook, your attitude, your ability to connect with strangers, your ability to organize, your talents, how you draw, how you sing, how you dance, how you ski, how you skate, how you have no fear, or how you're paralyzed by fear, which makes you very cautious and you look at things carefully. Honor that. Honor who you are and who God intends you to be, and then use your gifts to make this world a better place. We will be back with more podcasts in the future. There are several you can download and listen to. We started doing this the first of the year to kick off 2017, and I love sharing these thoughts with you. If there's something specific you would like to hear me talk about, or something specific you would like to hear me address in depth, write to me through my website, Delilah.com, and say, Delilah, I'd love to hear you explore whatever it is in a podcast this year, because we're going to be sharing these with you all year long. And do me a favor, share them with your friends. Invite your friends to go download them. They're absolutely free. They're free because the folks at Twinings Tea sponsored this podcast. You don't have to pay a thing for it because they did. So if there's something special you'd like to hear me speak on, go to Delilah.com and just send me a note, a suggestion, and I'll see if I can't do that for you this year. Thank you for letting me be a part of your world. And remember, when you slow down to love someone, start with yourself. Slow down.